the blessed food. Jabir, the son of Abdullah Ansari, says, "One day, during the event of war of Khandaq, I saw the Holy Prophet in a condition when he had fastened a stone to his belly from severe hunger and was lying down. So I went home and related the incident to my wife." Jabir, facing his wife, says, "Yes, and this was all the story. Now prepare some food with that sheep and a handful of barley, so that we should invite the Prophet to our house." His wife said, "Jabir, before this, go and seek the permission of the Prophet for doing it, and if he commands, then we shall prepare it." Jabir said, "I went to the Prophet and said, 'O the Prophet of God, please be our guest for today's meal.' And he said, 'What have you got at home?' Jabir answered, 'A sheep and a handful of barley.' The Prophet said, 'Shall I come alone or with whoever I want?' Jabir answered, 'May I sacrifice my life for you. Whoever you want to come with, you are welcome.' 'Yes, I thought the Prophet would bring Ali, on whom be peace, along with him. So I went home and made the food ready, and then went to the Prophet of God and invited him to my house. So the Prophet rose and invited all the Muslims to my house in a loud voice. On the way too, the Prophet would invite any of the inhabitants of Medina he met, till about 700 to 800 people gathered. I got very anxious and ran towards home, feeling worried, and said, 'Oh, my wife, a great crowd is coming to our house along with the Prophet.' The wife said with anxiety, 'Did you tell the Prophet of God what we have here?' And Jabir said, 'Yes, I told him, but so there is nothing to worry about. He knows better than us.' The Prophet came up to oven, where the bread was being baked, and to the cooking pot, and cast a look at them. Then he began to sop the bread in the bowls along with Ali, and when the bowls would get full, I would fetch a forearm of the sheep, and he would put it on the bread, and call 10 people. They would eat and get satisfied. I did this 3 times, and the 4th time that the Prophet asked for an arm of the sheep, I said, 'Oh, the Prophet of God, a sheep has 2 forearms, and I have brought 3 arms up to now.' The Prophet bade me silent, and I continued my work. The people would come 10 by 10 and get fed. In the end, we ate from that food, though the oven and the cooking pot were still in the same way they had been at first, and nothing had been reduced from it, and we continued to eat from the same food for a few days."